What's up, everyone? This is Tsunami Exclusive Interviews, and today we are at Asia's Hair Salon. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, I'm Asia. I'm excited to be here.
So you are the owner of the salon?
Yes, I am the owner. We just opened actually 2 weeks ago, and it's been a big project, but I have three girls that work with me. I have Maya, Nia, and Yasmin. They are amazing. And yeah, we've been working here for 2 weeks, and it's been really awesome. Yeah.
So where were you guys working out of before?
Yeah, so I've had Asia's Hair Salon for about 6 years. So we've moved around. Previously, we were in an Arden location. It was inside of like a suite, and it was nice. It was just a little too small, and we were looking for something bigger, and I found this place and literally gutted the whole place out and started fresh, painting everything. And so we're here in Citrus Heights now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. That's really cool. What's the best part about owning a hair salon for you? Like your own building and everything.
Right. I would say it's my dream. Like, I've always wanted to do hair. So it's kind of surreal sometimes. I think the biggest thing is like the community that I've brought into the space. Having so many ladies that have good intentions, which like to help their clients, and like they care about the people that walk in here, and the people that walk in here care about us too, and we can have like fun. I think that's the biggest thing, is having those fun experiences and just the community of like loving people just being together. I think that's my favorite part. Yeah.
How did you build such a dynamic and diverse team?
I honestly, God, he brought every single one of them to me, like, especially for the girls. Like, they all were growing in their own career paths, and I just asked a lot of them, hey, would you like to work with me? You know, like, I have this huge plan, and I would love for you to be here. And they were like, yeah, I see your vision. Let's do it. So that's how I did that. And then for business-wise, I've always ran Asia's Hair Salon as a team base, even when it was just me, you know, like I always had all the paperwork, I had everything set up. And so I think because I ran it that way from the beginning, that's why I was able to scale to a much bigger space. That's what I would say. Yeah.
What sets your salon apart from others in Sacramento?
I would say our professionalism. There's a lot of braiding salons, curly hair salons, but some of them don't have the professionalism. And we hear about that a lot. We have those experiences. We have clients that come in and tell us like, hey, like, you know, I went to this braider, either they canceled on me or, you know, it wasn't a professional experience. And so I've led with that from the beginning. And I think that has caused people to come to us and say like, yeah, I would rather be here. You know, you guys treat us with respect, you know, we educate. That's huge. You have to educate people about curly hair, or you don't know anything, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think those two things of our professionalism and the education that we can provide for people, for sure.
Mm-hmm. What does professionalism mean to you?
That's a good question. So for me, professionalism is treating someone how you want to be treated, but still like staying not in character, but in a way where you don't just do what you do at home at work, right? Mm-hmm. Like, one thing, like the minute our clients walk in, we tell them, hey, like, I'm so happy for you to be here. Right. So that's the whole thing of treat someone how you want to be treated. You let them, give them a seat, you know, give them something to drink, a snack if they like, you know, and then you just treat them with respect. And I think treating people with respect and then being clean is a huge part of professionalism too. Our salon is very clean. We go over in our meetings cleanliness and what we need to do to make sure the shop is as clean as possible. And so clean attitudes as well, right? Like if we have a clean environment and we are clean people in general, then it helps, I would say, with our professionalism. That's what I think it means in a way.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. That's a really good answer.
Thank you.
How do you stay inspired and creative in such a competitive industry?
I think a lot of my clients will bring me cool stuff. I used to say like Instagram would be it, but Instagram is so saturated now that it's just, I kind of live my life with my clients. So my client will come in and they'll be like, I want you to put this cross in my head. I want you to cornrow a cross in. But I don't want you to make it like the picture. I want you to do this and that. And so the creativity of someone coming to you and being like, I know you got it. Just add a little bit of a touch of what I want, the uniqueness. That's what keeps me inspired. It's like, I have no clue what my client's going to come in and ask for. Like I book, like on my books, it says design cornrows, and that you get any design that you want, right? So people will come to me with these amazing designs. We thought of them together. So I think that is what keeps me going for sure. Yeah.
So do you want to explain each team member's specialty?
Yes, I would love to. Okay. So I'll start with Yasmin. She's our color curl silk press specialist. She does amazing work. She's just actually started working with us full time. She's amazing. Like she's just, her energy is great. She makes amazing TikToks with her clients and her clients love that energy, that she can give you. And she just makes you feel like you're in the right space with her. So she's great. And she has really good color. You don't find a lot of, curly hair specialists that do color, or, you know, like it's hard to find somebody that can make sure your curls are healthy while you have your color in. Right.
Yeah.
So that's Yasmin. Then I have Nia. Nia is amazing. Nia's been working with me for a while now. She is a barber, amazing barber. Like, I didn't know anything about barber work until she started working here. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. You know, like now I'm understanding fades. It's cool. So she's really cool. She does barbering, but she also does braids and boho braids. She does custom colors. She blends colors. She's an amazing learner. And she brings a light into the shop as well when she is here. So it's amazing to have her. And then I have Maya. She's been working with me the longest. She started off as an intern because I have an intern program. And after that, she recognized, like, I love cornrows, but like locks is my thing. And so she does amazing locks. And I kind of taught her from scratch. And she's grown to a point where I'm like, you're going to teach me something at this point. So she does really good. I never have to question.
Master.
Yeah, like literally. And so it's amazing to see her work too. Like she's like, give me the locks. I don't have to worry about it.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So those are my three girls that I have with me. Yeah.
Are you looking to expand the team at all?
Yes. I plan to have four more girls by the end of the year. That is my goal. Either as an intern, I do free intern program. You come in, you work alongside all of us, and we train you until you're ready for a chair.
That's really cool.
So I definitely want to do that. Yeah, the education of that is great. And then I'm also looking for booth runners. So ladies that are looking to work here, you know, we're still team-based, so we help each other out. We're not just, like, throwing you to the wolves, like, hey, you just work here. We do team meetings. We clean up after each other. We help each other. So I'm looking for some team players. Yeah.
Awesome.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. What are you specifically looking for out of, like, some people?
Like I would
some
say
of the criteria that you would like, wow, I really want this person to work with me.
Yeah. I would say like there is that wow factor of like, is it a yes or a no? And I've had a lot of interviews, but I'd say something that I'm looking for that I found in the girls that I do have is this like bubbly and happy personality of like, I want to be here, you know, even on days where like, you know, you might not feel like that, but you're just, you have this energy of like, I'm happy and I'm here to serve the client. And then having that professionalism of like, I know when we're joking and we're being loud and fun and when we're being serious and we need to get things done. And ladies that you don't have to know how to do hair. It's all about education and wanting to learn. And as long as you're always open for learning, you always have a spot in my salon. That's my main thing. Yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. I think you can really offer some life-changing opportunities to people who are looking to dive into a passion, you know, because lots of people really do hair, but, you know, maybe just have like an Instagram account or something like that. You blow up to the house or something, but I think you could really offer a space for someone to grow.
Yeah. You know? Thank you. Thank you.
What's your favorite type of hair transformation to do?
Ooh, that's hard. I'm like, I love hair. I love hair in every aspect. It's so hard to say one thing, but I will say if I were to keep it simple, like one of our base services is like curl defining, like showing someone that will come to me and say, well, Asia, I don't have curls like you. So like my curls don't do what your curls do. A lot of people say that to me, right? And then like, I show them what their curls can do. and like the look on their face and like them touching their hair and being like, I've never seen my hair do this. That's probably my biggest thing is like, yeah, teaching people and then having that reaction of, oh my God, I do have curly hair. I think that's huge. Yeah.
How do you incorporate your personal style or identity into the salon vibe?
Ooh, let's see. I would say even for decorating this place, I had like a vision of what I wanted, but I didn't in particular know exactly what that looked like. I would say, like a concept. Like my biggest thing was like, I love like our skin color, right? Like I love our skin color. So I was like, I want this place to be like brown and tan and those warm colors. I also love like gold and like Cleopatra or like Egyptian things, right? And so I wanted to also incorporate that into like the golds and the browns, like royalty, because that's what we are, right? So I wanted to add that in. That's where I added that.
I walked in, I was like, ooh, I feel almost at home.
Right, exactly. And then the white floors are, so you know the place is clean. Right, it brightens the place up, makes it feel like cleanly, but it's still homey with the colors and everything. So a little bit of an interior decorator. That's what I would say.
All that meshes really well to like good marketing and just good interior design, you know?
Thank you.
Everything has a purpose. Like aesthetically and like functionally.
Right. So it all works out very well. And we have so much more that we can grow. Like this spot is huge. So that's what I wanted.
I was like, wow, my first pulled up.
Right. It's really big. So it's like, this is somewhere that we can definitely grow into. We don't have to do everything all at once, which is nice. Yeah.
What were some of the challenges into getting into a bigger space like this, especially maybe in Citrus Heights, you know?
Yeah. I would say, I was here every day, so I was booked full time and still like booked full time doing hair. And then I would come here at nighttime and be here till like 12 o'clock at night, for 3 months straight. And that was very exhausting. I think that was the biggest thing is I worked really hard. Paperwork is a lot. There's a lot of paperwork to make sure that your salon is in code. So everyone's like safe.
Permits,
all of these things. It's expensive. And then, plumbing. I would say like this is just
random things coming up, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like you walk in, you didn't expect that. Now it's like, oh, well, this needs to be fixed too. So a lot of that stuff.
Do you feel like it was worth it in the end to navigate those functional issues? And then,
Yeah, I definitely do. I would say like, I always thought like, even the minute I signed the lease, it was like, to me, it was already done. Like the salon was already built. I was exactly where I am now. Like I just kept thinking about that, even though I was going through like this whirlwind of things, I always was like, well, I don't need to worry because it's already done. I just kept saying that to myself and that worked because it is done now. And I don't even remember those 3 months of hard work. And that's how you got to do it sometimes, you know? So definitely worth it. I mean, yesterday we were in here and it was just laughing and families all in here. And I was like, this is exactly what I prayed for. And this is exactly why I built the space for it. So it definitely paid off. It has so far. Yeah.
How do you make sure clients feel empowered and confident after a visit?
I would say, me personally, I crack a lot of jokes. Like for me,
this podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
like me, I'm very funny. I think maybe I'm only cracking myself up, not sure. But I laugh a lot and I crack a lot of jokes. So I make sure my client is always smiling. Or like telling me something, you know, I'm always listening to them because sometimes people just want to vent, but sometimes people just also want to listen too, right? So having a connection with your client and a relationship with them is very helpful. Listening to what they actually want and teaching them as well, like teaching them, well, maybe your hair's not going to look like this time because this is our first time, right? Like, so different things of keeping them educated is how you make sure someone's empowered enough to walk out the door and be like, oh, okay, I'm ready. I know what I'm doing. You know, I think that's what I would say. Yeah.
What's one experience with a client that stuck with you and made your day?
Let's see. Oh, I have so many. I'm like, oh, that's good. That's it. I'll say I had a client yesterday. I'll just bring up yesterday because it seems like all my clients I have a relationship with. But I had a client yesterday. It was 4-year-old, and he got instant locks. So he got locked immediately that day. And I was real nervous. I was like, oh, he's 4, you know. The dad's all like, he moves around a lot. I'm like, I can tell. He sits down and is the quietest thing, like super quiet and just like lets me do his hair the whole time, no issues. And he left with like some cute little barrel rolls. And it's so funny to see it on a 4-year-old, like, you know, you don't see that. So I think things like that. He also brought his daughter with him, and his daughter was just so cute. She's like 10 years old walking around here with her curly hair. And she's just like, can I help out? You know, like things like that. She bought one of our bonnets that says Black Queen on it. So I'm like, you saw, that's like a vibe, you know? Awesome. And she loved it. She picked that one in particularly. So like when I have family clients, that's always really cool to me, I think.
That's a really good moment to share. Thank you.
Yeah.
What advice do you give people when they're unsure of what hairstyle to try?
I will give them my magazine. That's what I'll do. I have a magazine full of like just my hairstyles, and they're sectioned out. Like these are two strand twists, these are cornrows, all that stuff. Then I'll tell them like, hey, okay, like show me what you maybe would want, and then we can customize it. Like I always do customization. Like you might like this about this picture, but you don't like this. So, but you like this, so we can mix it up and make it unique, because not everybody wants like that set in style, Google style, you know, they kind of want something that's, you know, reflects them. So I think that's the biggest thing I'll do is just show them pictures, you know, that works.
Have you ever done a very wild or different unconventional hairstyle for someone?
Let me think.
In the realms of like punk almost, you know.
I probably have. I'm trying to think. My sister, I will say my sister, when I first started doing hair, I did hair from my house. She would always be like, can I get this crazy color? And so she was like, definitely for me, like a big like milestone of like doing all that stuff. Like she's really into David Bowie, all of that, like really cool, like, you know, music. And so
classic rock and stuff. Like
yeah. That. Right. Right. So she's like, I want like purple on this side, pink on this side, or she'll do like black on one side, red on the other. She'll do all that fun stuff because she's into it. So she's given me a lot of really cool, like mullet styles, you know, different hair color. I would say she's definitely the one for that.
Which styles or trends do you love right now in hair? Ooh. And which ones need to go?
That's a good... Okay. My biggest favorite trend right now is that guys are growing their hair out. That is huge. Like, it doesn't seem like a trend, but almost all the guys I know have grown their hair out. And they're learning how to do it, and how important is it for them to learn so they can teach their children, right? Yeah. Usually there's a stigma of like, oh, dads don't know how to do hair, but they will if they have it too, right? Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're learning for me is huge, because I have a whole new group of people to teach, you know, like a lot of us women, we've been doing our hair our whole lives. We might not have it right, but we have a understanding. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys grew up with shaved heads, like they did the one, it was really short. So this is something completely new for them, and I'm loving it and I'm praising it. And one that needs to go, I mean, this is like controversial, y'all, like, but I will say for me, the boho braids are very pretty, I will say they take way too long. I don't do boho braids. I think they're beautiful, but I will say they take forever, and a lot of people can't take care of it properly. And because they can't take care of it properly, it just seems like it ends up being like a waste of money, because you spend so much money. You sit in the chair for like 12 hours and then you're like, oh man, I have to comb through these braids. That's just me. They're very pretty though, I will say. So.
Have you ever did the, what do they call them? Like the micro dreads? Like
Oh, the sister locks? Yeah, those really tiny, tiny sister locks.
Very thin.
Yeah, I don't do those because they take forever. Those are a very popular trend.
Some people charge like thousands. You know?
Yeah, they do. They do. I mean, I do small locks, but what I'll do, because I only retwist clients and I'll crochet sometimes, is if they want really small, I'll give them small enough parts where I can still twist it. But if I can't twist it, it needs to be like interlocked. That's not for me, at least for this point in my career. I don't have time. It takes too long. It's expensive, you know. But
yeah. How do you balance running a business with your personal life?
My business is my personal life.
Yeah,
that's horrible. My personal life consists of gardening and my cats. So I will say, like, it's quite easy, you know. Ever since we've been in this in particular shop, a lot of us, me of course, have been here from like 9:30 to like 8 or 9 at night. So this is kind of my life, but it's such a big space that like I'm cool with that, you know. But I do make sure that I can garden and see my family. But this is more of like what I think I'm like geared towards right now. I'd say, yeah.
What does success look like for you right now? And how has that changed over time? You know?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think success for me before, I'll say, was before when I was younger was like, oh, like money and cars, like what you see on like these music videos. But I don't know if I'd say I'm successful now. I feel
wealth
successful.
And status is typically like the status quo for like successful.
Right. I think for me, success can be whatever you want, right? Like success and happiness. Not sure of the difference. I feel like they're very similar. Like I'm very content and I'm very happy in where I am in my home, in Citrus Heights, in my salon. So I could say I'm definitely successful in my career right now. I'm very happy. What is success? I mean, I feel like I'm pretty happy. I don't even think I use success as a word anymore. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of put you in a box, right?
I need to get rid of that one. You know?
It's a hard one, right?
What advice would you give to young women, especially women of color, trying to start their own business?
Okay, that's a good one. Be professional and be all the way in it. Like if you said it out of your mouth, then you probably could do it because you wouldn't have thought of it. So I think that's huge. Like a lot of the things like that I say, like, oh, I might do, I probably do. So just be a person of your word and make it happen. Like even if you don't have the money, there's some type of way you can make it happen. Like especially with small things like we had an event the other day and we were completely unprepared. So I went to the Dollar Tree and I bought signs and I wrote on them, right? And it looked just as good. Everyone loved it. So make something out of nothing and people will see that. And one day you will have something to make and it'll be bigger and bigger.
People recognize effort, you know?
Right? Yeah, right. So I think that's huge. Actually put in the effort and like don't give up when you feel like you should give up. Hopefully you have someone in your corner that's telling you not to. But if you don't, be that person in your corner being like, maybe I'm not feeling it today, but I'll feel it tomorrow. I think that's the biggest thing to do.
What's the future for you and like the salon? Like, what are you looking forward to? Any future developments, any events, any just things that you're trying to bring to the salon, you know?
Yeah, I would say we do have a grand opening coming up. It's going to be May 3rd. It's from 11 to 2. That's really exciting. We're going to have like food and vendors. We're going to have a DJ. We're going to have a live performance by one of my clients. So it's super exciting. Drinks, you know, and it's just going to be really good vibes. We're going to do ribbon cutting. So it's really exciting. So it's May 3rd.
May 3rd.
Yeah, May 3rd.
Same day as our fashion show. But,
oh, really?
Definitely. We'll see if I can.
Yeah. It seems like a perfect day to do something.
I mean, what time?
It's 11:30 to 2. Right in the middle of the day. It's actually my birthday, too, which is cool. So
mine is at 4 to 7, I'll be setting up around 2, so I think I might be able to.
Yeah, honestly, even if you just stop by and say hello, that's cool with me, too.
I got to see the ribbon cutting, at least.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. I'm really excited for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have that. Ideas for the space, I would say getting more stylists and interns, and then if I'm going big, because I love big goals, I talk about them. I would say, like, Asia's Hair Salon is here right now, like, but I do want to be, like, a franchise. Like, I do want to be, like, Asia's Hair Salon. There's a bunch of Asia's Hair Salons, and they all specialize in, like, locks and cornrows and, like, things like that. I've never seen it, ever. You'll see, like, the supercuts. They do haircuts.
Oh, I want to be, like... Like people will tell you can't. Oh, right? You can't do that.
But low key, I probably could. The same way I opened this place in 3 months, I probably would just open another place in 3 months. Yeah. I think I could do that.
Get a professional, devoted team. You can do it.
Right. And just trust them.
Back and forth.
I think it would be really cool because we need
down
more
to Sacramento.
Right.
Closer.
Exactly. That'd be perfect. I mean, I definitely could do it. I mean, it was hard, but it wasn't that hard. Mm-hmm. So. It's not hard if you love it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Because, you know, you'll put in the work, so.
That'll be cool. Yeah.
What's a song that has to be on the salon playlist?
Yes. Okay, that's a good one. One song, though, that's hard.
Let's say 5, or just as, you know.
Can I say artist?
Artist, yeah, let's
do
artist.
Okay. Erykah Badu, number one. Sade, she's like such a salon vibe. Brent Faiyaz, you know, he's like newer, but he's really amazing too with our, like, you know, calming salon vibe. Let's see, including Sonder, like, you know, his whole group. And then I have one more. Ooh, that's hard. You know, Beyonce's cool. I like Beyonce. She's been playing. You heard Bruno Mars Beyonce earlier. I think those types of vibes, you know?
Yeah. Cool little chill R&B.
Yeah, R&B. That'll do it for me.
If your salon team were a TV show, what would it be called?
That's good. Curls and cuts. Like, I don't know.
I think Asia's Hair Salon would work.
I think Asia's Hair Salon would be great.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Right? Like, low-key, I think the name Asia's Hair Salon, even though, like, it's my name, it doesn't feel like that anymore, so it's so funny.
It's like a brand.
It feels like, yeah, like, it's a brand. I think the more that it's out there, it's to be like, oh, that's Asia's Hair Salon. It's a whole thing in there, and I think that would be really cool. Yeah.
Who would you love to style? Like, your dream, like, client?
Snoop Dogg. Oh, I lied. I was going to say Snoop Dogg because he has locks right now, but it's going to be Lil Wayne for sure. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Get him right. Get him right, please, for the culture. Somebody. Get Lil Wayne right, please, for the culture.
Somebody needs to do something, and I feel like I could really hook him up and, like, maybe educate him on why he shouldn't look like that.
Lil Wayne, if you're seeing this, why are you doing this to us? Yeah. Is there a logical reason? Is there a spiritual reason?
What's going on? Right, because I understand J. Cole. Like, I'm not going to say J. Cole because I know he has a reason behind it, but I don't see Lil Wayne's reason. I don't know. Man, yeah, that'll do it.
Well, thank you so much for allowing us to come and interview you. Very cool interview.
Yes.
Learned a lot. We're looking forward to your grand opening May 3rd, right?
Yeah, May 3rd, 11:30 to 2.
Mm-hmm. Where can we find you at on social media?
Yes, so you can find me on Instagram at Asia's Hair Salon. Pretty much everywhere is Asia's Hair Salon, so it could be Google, Asia's Hair Salon, anything. We keep it very easy. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
If you're watching this, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, you know, do the things for us. And I appreciate you. Thank you.
End scene. Ooh, that went so good. Oh, my God.